Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Browns get the win over the Jags. We're maybe pointed in the right direction. And to talk about the state of this team, we can also ask him about the Tua stuff that came out today. He's going on the IR, which puts him out for at least 4 weeks. We head out to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. And welcome on Leroy Horde, former Browns running back, now with WQAM in Miami. Leroy, welcome to the show.
What's going on?
Not a whole lot, man. I'm in a better place now than I was last Tuesday. How much did the win against Jacksonville maybe get you right with, let's just say, how disastrous the Dallas loss was?
It made it worse seeing Dallas get thumped, right? But, I mean, look, we go into a season every year thinking we know which teams are going to be good. And I promise you, nobody had on their bingo card that the New Orleans Saints would score 40 points in the first 2 weeks. So you kind of have to, you know, understand how, you know, how football is. The other thing is that we never took advantage of what all the teams that beat Dallas do, and that's run the ball inside of those two pass rushers. Never did it. Every team that's had success, when you go back to Green Bay last year, and to some extent, every team that has had success, you know, early this year, it's been run the football, run the football, run the football. The Browns didn't really do that. And you're also dealing with, like, I don't know about you, but I've never seen a season to this point with more quarterbacks throwing for around 200 yards. And it's funny because everybody's talking about how they don't need a running back, but the teams who seem to be having success are the teams that are running the ball well. So somebody got something wrong with as far as how we're going to go about playing football, because it always ends up going back to the basic fundamentals of football: run the football, stop the run.
What did you see out of Deshaun in his second start of the season?
One of the things that I've come to the conclusion that his football timing is off, meaning that he drops back. He thinks he has more time than he has, and it causes him to either throw the ball really short or scramble around or get sacked. His timing, you can always tell when a quarterback's doing really well. It always seems like they get rid of the ball when they're supposed to. They throw it in the spaces they're supposed to. They have a good feel of what's going on in the game. And he doesn't seem like he has that yet, and he's playing, like, tentative. Like, it's okay, let me just complete a pass, right? And he's not necessarily seeing the field. I don't know, is it the time away? Is it because he's not sure he can make those throws? I have no idea, but when I watch him play, it just looks like his football timing is just off. He doesn't look like he's doing, like, you watch a game and you watch a quarterback have success. It looks like everything's fluid and natural, right? He has a good grasp of where his guys are going to be, and it just comes off almost seemingly effortless. It doesn't look that way. And there's maybe a number of things you can put it on, but I don't know. I can't explain how a guy who spent most of his career throwing the ball down the field all of a sudden doesn't throw the ball past the linebackers. And when he does, it's just like a, you know, throwing it up for grabs. I don't know. I can't explain it.
How long does it take to get football timing back?
I don't know. For a running back, you only just need to get hit in the face a couple of times. And that usually wakes you right up. From a quarterback perspective, I don't know. I think it starts with seeing the defenses, seeing the right things, you know, and I don't know how long that takes because, to be honest with you, I've never played quarterback. I don't know how much of it is maybe he doesn't have confidence in his ability to throw the football yet. He did come off of an injury last year with his throwing arm. And here's the thing. The way injuries and things like that work, they are never at your convenience. Like, nobody ever gets hurt at the end of the game and have the last game of the season and have the whole offseason to heal. And I think with Deshaun, he's had, you know, injuries and been banged up right in the middle of the season. And last year it cost him the rest of the season. I don't know if he's actually played enough football to get comfortable back here. That's not even counting the off-field stuff. So, like, I can't explain it. We know what kind of quarterback he's been, but he hasn't been that for Cleveland for whatever reason.
Leroy Horn on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, former Browns running back, now WQAM in Miami. I'm asking you this in part because that 94 season, you guys had to deal with the rumors of moving, which then became the 95 mm-hmm. season, which became confirmed. You also had Andre Rison on the team, who, God love Andre, but there were some headlines in the midst of his time with the Cleveland Browns, some that he made mm-hmm. and some that were made about his personal life. I'm just curious, like, how much does the latest lawsuit matter in a locker room? How much does that off-the-field stuff matter in a locker room in season when you're trying to go from one game to another?
Well, the thing about Andre is everybody likes Andre, right? The problem with Andre is that he came from a system where he caught 100 passes. And when he got to Cleveland, 100 passes were going to be 70. No knock on him. It was just the system that we played in. We ran the ball. We were, you know, a different type of offense. But when people would ask him questions about why he only caught 3 balls or why he only caught 4 balls, right, I think that just built on him and everything else, right? But it wasn't a situation where he wasn't out on the field performing. So there's two separate things there. The thing about Deshaun is all of these other things are coming collectively with the fact that he's not playing anywhere near what we thought he would play like. And so that seems to add to the off-the-field stuff. Listen, everybody has off-the-field problems. Like, I don't care what you do in life. The statistics of life do not exclude you. And that includes football player, doctor, lawyer, whatever. Your job does not mean you don't have the same situations as a regular person or a person that's not in the limelight. So we all understood that. We all understood that, hey, some guys might be going through some stuff. The best thing that we can do is get in that room and try to, you know, take their mind off of it for the 2 or 3 hours we were together. And then afterwards, if there was anything we could do to help, then we would try to help. That's kind of how this works. The problem is, and I'll keep saying this, is that when you're in that locker room, right, and you're relying on somebody so heavily to do a job, and you start questioning whether he does that job effectively.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? an easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Then you start thinking, is it the other stuff that's affecting him? You still want to help them, but guess what? If you have a problem at home, I can be your friend, but I can't help you deal with your problems at home. I don't know what you're going through. And so a lot of this stuff, you know, whether it's true, whether it's not, whether it's real, whether it's not, a lot of the guys in the locker room don't know what to say to him to help him deal with it. All they can do is, during the course of practice or the games, is help him be a part of that group. And I think so many people get caught up on, oh, well, I couldn't work with that guy. You have no idea what some of the people that you work with are going through. And you just try to, look, he's my friend or he's my teammate, and I'm going to do everything I can to make him the best teammate. Once we leave that locker room or once we leave that field, if I can help him, I will. But that's kind of stuff he has to deal with on his own.
You think the are you bullish on the Browns this year?
I have been, and I will continue to be for one simple reason. They went to the playoffs with five quarterbacks. Not all of them were good. And the guy who was the best had 13 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. I got to have faith in that team because I saw what they did last year.
Leroy Horde on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So you're also on WQAM in Miami. The Tua conversation has taken over the NFL here.
Yeah.
I know we've had a little time to breathe since the injury. Do you, when you saw the hit, did you immediately think he should retire? And, you know, have your thoughts on that changed the farther we've gotten away from it?
No, not at all. That determination can't be until he's cleared to play. If he's not cleared to play, it's a moot point. So the first thing he has to do is get healthy to where the doctors say, okay, you're good to play. I was playing, and I had a year like he had 2 years ago, right, where I felt like every time I touched my head, I was dinged up. I played, so we didn't have the same type of, medical, decision makers or guys looking out for that. I played the whole year, right? Never had another concussion for 3 or 4 years. It's like, I don't, and here's how I would like to explain this to people. You watch a violent sport every Sunday, and celebrate the hits and the collisions and stuff like that. And guys get hurt. And then you want to suggest what they should or shouldn't do. I don't have a suggestion for Tua. My suggestion for Tua is get healthy. And then whatever you decide, I'll, you know, support you. But for everybody to try to determine what they would do in that situation, first of all, we're human, right? There's $140 million on the table. Like, let's not – and you could say it's not about the money, and you could say this, and you could say that. That's a lie. That's a lie. That money plays a major role in it. And they say, oh, he could be set for life. Stop. Keep your hands out of other people's pockets. You don't know what drives Tua. For the first 4 years of his career, he's been told he's garbage. He had a coach calling him garbage. So Tua just wants to do everything to prove that he belongs. How much does that play in it? It might not even be about the money. We can't determine what's going through his head. But I know one thing. As of right now, he is not healthy enough to play. So, it bothers me that other athletes, other people are trying to say what they would do. Man, you don't know what his situation is. You don't know what he got going on. You don't know what his thought process is. All you know is right now he is not healthy. And until he is healthy and makes that decision, everybody should just leave Tua alone because nobody can make that decision right now.
I also think it's interesting that those comments came because all three concussions were on national television, and I wonder if they weren't nationally televised, whether they were hidden somewhere as a 1 o'clock game, whether people would feel the same way. Leroy, great stuff, man. Really appreciate you, thanks for coming on, bud.
Anytime.
Thank you so much. Leroy Hoard there on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.